Welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most important jungle and drum and bass skills, humanizing a repeated break so it doesn't feel like a two-bar loop copy-pasted for a minute straight. Because here's the truth. Classic jungle is built on repetition. The hypnotic part is the repeat, but the alive part comes from micro-variation, tiny timing differences, little velocity moves, subtle tone changes, and just enough edits to keep your ear interested without wrecking the groove. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 16-bar rolling jungle drum section. It starts simple, then evolves using a core 2-bar loop, a few variation clips, human timing and velocity, and a little bit of tonal drift so it feels like a performance, not a machine. All right, let's set up. First, set your tempo somewhere in the 165 to 175 range. If you want a safe classic jungle pace, go 172 BPM. Now create a little drum setup. Ideally, make a group later, but for now just create tracks so you're organized. One track for your main break. Call it Break Main. Optionally, a second track for one-shots you might layer. Call it Drum Hits. And you can plan to group them into a drum bus later so you can process them together. This organization matters because the whole game is small changes over time. If you can't find your drum processing and automation quickly, you'll stop doing the fun details. Now, step 1. Load a break and make it loop correctly. You've got two beginner-friendly paths in Ableton. Option A is slicing in simpler, which is great for humanizing, because you get MIDI control. Drag an Amen, Think, or similar break into a new MIDI track. Ableton will create a simpler. Switch simpler into slice mode, and set slicing to transients. At this point, your break becomes playable slices. That's where velocity, timing, and little resequencing tricks become easy. Option B is just using the break as an audio loop. Drag the break into an audio track, double-click the clip, turn warp on, set warp mode to beats, and preserve transients. Then loop two bars. Either way, your goal is simple. A clean two-bar loop that doesn't drift, doesn't flam weirdly, and feels stable. If it's messy here, every humanizing move later will just feel like damage control. Cool. Now we make it feel human fast. Step 2. Add groove using Groove Pool. Open the Groove Pool. Shortcut is Command or Control. Alt. G. In the browser, go to Grooves. Start with a Swing 16 groove, something like Swing 16-55. That's usually enough to wake it up without turning it into a shuffle mess. Even better, if you have a break you love, you can right-click it and extract groove. That's a super authentic way to steal the feel of a real performance and apply it to your loop. Drag the groove onto your clip, audio or MIDI. Now in the Groove Pool settings, here's a solid starting point. Timing around 15 to 30%. Random around 5 to 15%, velocity around 5 to 20%, and keep the bass at 16 for this style. Teacher note here, don't treat groove like a special effect. We're not trying to swing it hard. We're trying to remove the robotic grid feeling while keeping the break driving forward. Now step 3, velocity shaping. This is the number one lever for played feel, especially if you're using MIDI slices. Open your MIDI clip and look at the velocity lane. Instead of everything at one volume, you want a counter, like the energy is breathing. A practical approach. Keep your main kick and main snare hits fairly consistent, maybe around 90 to 115 velocity. Ghost notes should be much lower, often 20 to 60, and then sprinkle occasional accents up higher, maybe 110 to 127, but not on every bar. The big rule, protect your anchor hits. In jungle, the main snare backbeats are the reference point. This is where we are signal. Keep them pretty consistent in timing, and also fairly consistent in velocity. Do your humanizing around them, not on them. Use the draw tool if you want to sketch a quick velocity shape fast, then go back and hand tweak the important hits. That combination is fast and musical. Now step 4. Micro timing. This is where beginners often either do nothing or do way too much. Perfect grid timing is the giveaway. But random timing is not human. Human feel is patterns, not chaos. So here is the beginner method. Leave your snare anchors mostly on the grid. Then choose a few ghost hits and hats and nudge them slightly. You can drag notes carefully, or use keyboard nudges depending on your settings. Zoom in a lot. Treat it like drummer feel, not like you're trying to create a mistake. How much movement? Typically plus or minus 5 to 15 milliseconds is enough. If you can clearly hear the hit move, it's probably too far for rolling DNB. We want push-pull, not tripping over the beat. And here's a really helpful mindset. Create a repeatable push-relax shape. For example, slightly rushed pickup into the snare, and a slightly laid-back hit after it. That kind of shape feels intentional, like hands playing, not like a timing error. Step 5. ghost notes and answer hits. This is the chatter. This is the glue. This is the thing that makes a break feel like it's talking. Duplicate your two-bar clip. In the duplicate, add low-velocity ghost snares just before or after the main snare. Simple placements that work constantly. Put a ghost 1/16th note before the snare for a classic push. Put a ghost 1/16th after for a follow-through. And if you want more roll, add a quiet hat or a kick in between main kicks to keep momentum. Keep ghosts quiet. They should be felt more than heard. If your ghost snare is grabbing attention like a lead instrument, is too loud. And a quick advanced but easy trick, think in ghost families. Instead of scattering ghosts randomly, make a small intentional cluster, like two quiet hits leading into the snare, with a soft medium soft contour. Then, when that cluster appears again later, it feels like a drummer's habit. Step 6. Variation clips. This is the arrangement trick that separates looping from music. Instead of one loop for 64 bars, make a small set of clips and rotate them. Create four clips. Clip A is your main clean loop. This is home base. Clip B is an alternate. Add one or two ghosts, maybe a tiny timing change. Clip C is a fill. Last half bar has a little stutter, snare chatter, or quick edit. Clip D is a drop tool. Remove a kick for half a bar or mute hats briefly. Coach rule. Commit one main change per duplicate. Don't make clip B have 10 edits and clip C have 12 edits. Keep each clip readable. This one is the snare drag. This one is the hat dropout. That keeps you fast, and it keeps the groove identity consistent. Now arrange a 16-bar idea like this. Bars 1 to 4, A, 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 B. Bars 5 to 8, A, B, A, C. Bars 9 to 12, A, A, B, A. Bars 13 to 16, A, B, C, D. That gives you repetition with occasional surprise, which is basically the jungle blueprint. And here's an arrangement upgrade. Make it call and response. Let bar 1 be the statement and bar 2 be the reply. That can be as subtle as bar 2 has one extra ghost near the end, and it still reads like phrasing. Step 7. Subtle tonal movement. Even if your timing and velocity are great, static tone still screams loop. Real performances drift. Rooms change. Hits aren't identical. So on your break track, try a simple stock Ableton chain. Start with drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15. Keep boom cautious, because in D&B your sub and kick usually own the real low end. Use boom only if it helps, not because it's there. Add a bit of transients, something like plus 5 to plus 20 for snap. Then add saturator. Try soft sine or analog clip. Drive lightly, maybe 1 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then add auto filter. Set it to a low pass. Start the frequency around 12 to 18 Te, so you're barely touching the top end. And automate it slightly over 8 or 16 bars. Tiny movement. You're aiming for realism, not a dramatic sweep. Then utility. Automate gain by plus or minus half a dB in spots. That micro energy shift is super effective, and it's surprisingly human when it's subtle. Extra coach note. Sometimes the best humanizing is micro contrast, not more hits. One quieter kick. One bar with slightly less top end. One slightly late ghost. These small contrasts keep the same groove identity, but your brain stops hearing copy-paste. Step 8 is optional, but extremely effective. Layer 1 shots for modern punch. Add a drum rock track with a tight kick and a snappy snare. Layer only where you need it. Kick layer on the main kick hits, snare layer on the main backbeat. Then EQ your layers so they support, not fight. On a kick layer, high pass around 30 Hz and consider dipping some 200 to 400 Hz if it's boxy. On a snare layer, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz and add a bit of presence around 2 to 6K if it needs bite. And always do a quick phase reality check. If your kick suddenly loses weight when layered, nudge the layer a tiny amount, or choose a different sample. Sometimes one great sounding sample is just the wrong partner. Now, before we wrap, let's hit the common mistakes so you can avoid them. Mistake 1. Too much random timing. Random isn't human, it's broken. Keep anchors stable. Mistake 2. All hits the same velocity. Instant loop detection. Mistake 3. Overprocessing. Heavy saturation and heavy compression can flatten the groove you work to create. Mistake 4. No variation clips. Even the best two bars get tiring. Mistake 5. Ghost notes too loud. Ghosts support the backbeat. They don't replace it. Quick practice run you can do in about 15 minutes. Pick a two-bar break at 172 BPM. Add a groove pool swing with timing 20%, random 10%, velocity 10%. Duplicate into four clips. A, B, C, D. For B, add two low-velocity ghost snares. For C, create a fill in the last half bar with quick snare chatter. For D, mute one kick and add a tiny filter dip right before the loop repeats. Then arrange 16 bars with AAAB, then ABAC, then AABA, then ABCD. Now do an A/B check at low volume. Turn your monitors down and compare your original robot loop to your humanized version. At low volume, you'll hear whether the groove still walks forward and whether the backbeat stays dependable. Recap to lock it in. To humanize repeated jungle patterns in Ableton Live, use groove pool for instant shuffle and controlled randomness. Shape velocity so accents and ghosts feel played. Use micro-tining carefully on a few non-anchor hits. Predate validation clips so the loop evolves like music. Add subtle tonal automation like small filter moves or tiny gain changes. And if you want modern punch, layer one shots carefully. If you tell me one thing, I can guide you more specifically. Are you working with an audio loop, or are you slicing the break into MIDI? And which break are you using, like Amen, Think, or Hot Pants? That changes where the best ghosts and edits usually land.